now that your big eyes are finally opened. Now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across America's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor? You've asked for my comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying.
Just from looking back through pre-reservation days to now, there have been deliberate acts against our people here. First, you know, they were fenced up here in these reservations, and then the government schools started, the boarding schools, they call them. My grandmother, she's a direct result of that, where she told me her story of, you know, how she was taken from the home and placed in boarding school. And she told about the way that they had to change. They had to dress a different way. It was like being in some kind of an army camp. Daybreak, they were up. She said they really didn't have the schooling. They taught them how to speak English, and they were punished if they spoke their native tongue, which is Lakota. They were all given a choice to go to whatever church they wanted to. The two major church here on the reservation were Catholic Church and the Episcopalian. The boarding schools, plus the teachings that the church taught them, is that the Indian religion, that was all the old way, and they had to get away from that. You know, just put it in their heads that the way to go was to assimilate. From being brought up in that situation and stuff, even if they were still here on the reservation and still attending these boarding schools, they started a slow process of losing themselves, losing their ways. For myself personally, you know, because of the way my grandmother was brainwashed, she never did bring us up, you know, about our Indian religion or anything. But it's no fault of hers.
Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our toddlers away to your schools, where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that American history really began when Columbus set sail out of Europe, and stress that the nation of leeches that's conquered this land are the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied, how the Bill of Rights failed, how a nation of patriots return to their earth? And where will it tell of the Liberty Bell as it rang with a thud over sins or mud? And a brave Uncle Sam in Alaska this year, my country, 'tis of thy people you're dying.
And in 1973 is when, you know, my whole life changed during the liberation of Wounded Knee, which took place, you know, here on a reservation. And it was during that time that it brought out an awareness in me, you know, of the many things that the government has done to us people, not only to us here, but to Indian people all over the country. And it did something to me where, you know, I wasn't afraid anymore to stand up and tell the government to shove it. We're willing to, give up our lives for our land, you know, for the religion, everything. It was awareness like that that really shook up our lives. It was during this time that I attended ceremonies and that I finally knew, you know, about my own way, the Indian way that the Lakotas, you know, pray. And it helped me to realize that, you know, I had something to hold on to and to fight for.